This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Fake news played a role in this election. Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. You know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health, now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Well, we got an exciting show tonight.
I don't know if y'all are excited, but you will be when I tell you who's in studio with me. Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know about Not a Doc, Christopher Barr. Chris, my good buddy. We used to hang out. Every time we had a Health Freedom Expo, we could get together and see each other, whether it be in California, whether it be in Illinois. It didn't matter. And I haven't seen him in years, although we're always in touch, although not enough because he's too busy. But there's a reason. He's helping folks all around the world. In fact, true, with his book and the editions that he was able to so kindly to bring to our attention here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we were able to include some in the Unlock the Power to Heal book as well. And now he's on the Robert Scott Bell Show once again in studio, Christopher Barr.
It's great to be here, Robert.
Woo!
It's been too long.
I know. It's party time. Super Don. Chris is really here.
He's really, really, really here.
Yeah. I pinched him, and he said, no, he didn't say ow, so maybe he's not here. I don't know. I pinched myself. Ow. Yeah, no, I'm here.
How cool is that? In studio, yeah. Even, right?
He's a legend. I don't know if he knows that. He's a legend. But Chris has been doing great work over so many years in terms of addressing the scientific deficiencies among the scientific intelligentsia, pointing out that which really has legitimacy in the scientific realm, especially as it relates to nutrition, cancer, etc. And I can't say enough nice things about you. You probably want me to shut up by now, or you say, keep going, Robert, keep going.
We need to get on with the program.
Oh, okay, get with the program. He's like right to the heart of it. And, of course, we got your lovely wife, Angie, here.
Yes.
Is that right? How'd this happen?
Oh, gosh, it happened in Branson, Missouri.
Branson, Missouri. Were you up on stage, Chris, playing at Branson, or no?
No, I was with the keynote speakers, and he was just at another table.
Oh, okay.
I was a secondary speaker, and she was with the keynote speakers.
Gotcha. All right. Well, interesting backstories always. And like I said, we'll get to some questions of the day a little bit. And Chris doesn't know what they are. It doesn't matter, though. It doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't.
So we're going to have fun with that as well. Super, do you want us to start out with a vaccine story here on the Robert Scott Bell Show tonight? This is an unusual vaccine story because it's about a mental vaccine, and it's I was thinking it was on AstraZeneca's website, but it's on something called Ars Technica, so it's I don't know, it's a technical vaccine, maybe not a real one. But they're saying that if we can mentally vaccinate people, whether they're Republican or Democrats, preemptive facts they're calling them, you can thwart what's called partisan tripe or fake news, right? The irony here, of course, is that the majority of the fake news in our history has been coming from the official news agencies.
Sadly, yes, much right? Too sadly.
What do you call UPI?
Well, I call them United Propaganda International.
And AP?
That's Associated Propaganda.
Right. Any others that I left out? I mean, those were two big ones.
Those are the two main.
Yeah, two main ones. But the thing is, you've been calling them like that. We've been calling them like that for years. But only recently, as Trump was running for president, did this meme of fake news become mainstream, in a sense, as they had tried to adopt it and accuse all of us of purveying fake news, despite the fact that our good buddy John Rappaport already had NoMoreFakeNews.com for, what, 10, 15 or more plus years.
That's right.
So it's interesting that when something like this happens, so monumental, and I've said this on the air many times, Chris, and I know you agree, there are no political saviors. right? We might think, hey, Trump's going in there doing some pretty interesting things. We'll acknowledge that. But it doesn't look, we don't look to one man to say, oh, it's all good now, right? We're not resting on our laurels at all. But we will acknowledge if something good is going to happen or is happening, and we'll cover it that way. But the bureaucratic oligarchy of the mainstream of so-called scientific, agencies, I'd hesitate to say that, in the federal government level, they wouldn't know real science or nutrition if it bit them in the aspirin.
Yeah, that's right. Well, my stance since the election results were announced has been, it's going to be interesting to see how a shady businessman runs the government as opposed to how shady politicians have run the government into the ground.
And of course, utilizing the ability to create money out of thin air. We know this $20 trillion in debt that now Obama doubled it, and it was doubled before that by Bush. At a certain point, there's a point of, I don't know, maybe we're past that of no return from an economic perspective. But there are good things that happen when you can't afford to buy drugs, right? This is my big argument, is that we don't have a healthcare crisis in America because drugs are too expensive. In my opinion, they're not expensive enough. People could still afford them at all. That's not good, right? We need to get people back to real food, and that is real medicine. That is food. And if you're supplementing, that your food is your supplement. Your supplement is your food. And that's still not even totally, even though it's much more than we first started talking, Chris, in the natural products industry. There's movement towards that way. There's understanding like never before. But it's still not the majority of what's going on.
Well, 2 or 3 years ago, the health food store National Merchandiser, their in-house publication, had a front page headline that said whole food nutrients had a record year and was 5%. And I saw that and laughed. I thought, well, the headline should be 95% of the nutrients sold are still trash. You know, but they made headlines with 5% 2 years ago.
Yeah, well, 95% coal tar, that's pretty good, right?
Well, coal tar and petroleum byproducts and ground up rocks.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you got to have the ground up rocks. I mean, otherwise, what would a dentist do? Chew it up, right? Oh, we got some dental stories today, too, as well. Super D, on this vaccine, this mental vaccine thing, they're talking about mental inoculation. Look, the first idea of sensitizing the immune system safely and gently, I'm not standing in opposition, and we've talked about this. If you can develop an antibody, well, that's fine. God gave us that ability. But if you do it by a toxic injection and you kill children or drive them into neurological degradation diseases, autism and such, there's no way you can defend that. But this is what they're trying to do on that level, although Trump is coming in with questions about it because he knows firsthand the injuries that occur to children in his sphere. So there are some changes in that regard. But this idea that you can mentally inoculate someone from fake news when the people trying to do that are the purveyors of fake news, I don't know how that's going to work.
It is an interesting article. And, you know, it's like I read through it and then my brain kind of hurt a little bit. So then I kind of read through it again. And, you know, basically by the time I got through really trying to digest this thing, all they did was use a provocative headline to explain that they did a study, and it's interesting because in the study that they did, they got all these people together, and they chose the topic of climate science, okay? For whatever reason, they decided, hey, we're going to use global warming as the way to test here. And all they did was just try and, quote, debunk myths. And I put heavy parenthesis, you know, quotation marks around myths, by throwing their scientific studies at it. And so it's really, I was kind of disappointed by the time I got through with this because it's very provocative, the idea of giving a mental vaccine, as if somehow they're going to do some magic injection, rhetorically speaking, that's going to make it so that you do not believe in fake news ever again. But it's funny because these people that are doing this study are trying to convince people to believe fake news.
Yeah.
It's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
It sounds like Joseph Goebbels or Edward Bernays.
Hmm.
You know, it sounds like just plain old propaganda, and they're trying to call propaganda.
It is brainwashing. It's programming. It's basically just saying that if you don't believe that global warming is real, we're going to show you a pie chart, and we're going to say, this is real, and you should believe this, and don't believe the other stuff, and then people somehow are going to believe it.
Well, and what they do is they use the, what is it, the appeal to the majority? What would it be called? Because they say, oh, 97%
it's
of climate
an
scientists.
An appeal to authority.
Appeal to authority. So they say 97% of climate scientists say that it's true. So if you are on that 3% that denies it, they call it a denialist, like you're denying the Holocaust. That's how they, you know, basically tar and feather you so that you don't think with the intellect God may have granted you. And at that point, of course, it's not about science, because 97% of, I don't know, the scientists probably believe vaccines are good for you, right? Mm-hmm. Does that make it good for you?
Well, it's also an overstatement, because their percentages are rarely ever accurate. They're usually exaggerations, which means they're fake news. Like one that I read last night that said, thimerosal has not been used in vaccines of any kind for 15 years. Well, that's a blatant untruth, but it was reported in the news story that I read this morning from last night in the mainstream news.
Mm-hmm. So if you start seeing this pattern emerge, as we have for many years, you begin to look at stories like this with a jaded eye. We just want you to be able to see through fake news. You know, someone who wanted you to see through fake news is like our buddy Liam Sheff, who wrote this book, Official Stories. You know, and he goes through this the so-called science of Darwin and shows that Darwin wasn't right at all, for instance. But, of course, that's a gospel according to the scientific realm. And if you do question it, you're somehow, I don't know what kind of names they can call you on that. But you begin to look at these things. And, you know, we've talked about, in fact, going back in our history, Chris, the first time you heard me on the air years ago, you were driving, I don't know, where were you, in the car. And we were coming through the traditional radio stations. And I had Professor Peter Duesberg on. I was interviewing him about AIDS and the fraud of HIV. And you call up and, you know, you're probably beside yourself going, I can't believe they're talking about this stuff, right? And you had seen this all those years before. But you want to talk consensus in science. Those that believe HIV causes AIDS, they're wrong. They have been wrong from the beginning.
It's always been a fraud. And yeah, I remember that very first broadcast about 12, 13 years ago, and I was stunned to hear it because, you know, I'd actually had people come to me when Duesberg first wrote his paper back in 85, I think it was, saying, you ever heard of this guy? And at that point, I hadn't. And they said, well, he's saying the same things you've been telling us. And so to hear him 20 years later on radio talking about this, yeah, ever since then, Robert and I hit it off and been working together ever since.
Yeah. Well, again, and this is the idea that, folks, just because the rest of your neighborhood or the rest of the school or the rest of the, you name the institution, believes one thing and you believe another, it doesn't make you wrong. It's likely making them wrong. But, you know, when they call you insane, you can take solace in the fact that you're the only sane one in that room. All right, folks, we've got to go beyond the fake news, as we do here 2 hours a day, 6 days a week on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. We're going to talk about one of our favorite topics together, Chris, diabetes, coming up, especially if you're Hispanic. I hope you can understand me.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and a light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Talk about a mental vaccine. This is your mental vaccine for the lies coming from the Fear and Death Administration, the FDA, right? We're going to counter that, and we do so all the time here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Helping me to do that tonight, Christopher Barr. He's known as Not a Doc and does amazing, amazing work in bringing a level of common sense and real education, as scientifically based as it is, as to how to reverse quote-unquote diseases that you're not allowed to reverse, because the drug industry has captured our government and says there's no such thing as a cure unless it goes through our synthetic toxic poison. Then you can call it a cure, even if it kills you, and it doesn't cure you, right? So this is the fun you've dealt with for decades, and you're still standing, still helping folks, because you don't ask for permission where none is required.
That's right. Yeah, no licensure here.
Yeah.
It's simply amazing that, and again, when the powers that be don't have a cure, mm-hmm. no one's allowed to have one. So diabetes is officially incurable because they have no means to do anything other than maintain it, change drugs frequently to try and keep it from getting away from them until mm-hmm. it finally does and the person dies. Whereas when we give them whole food chromium, the right form and the right amount, 100 micrograms, three times a day, occasionally four times a day, and the blood sugars begin to come down to normal, the A1C scores come down to normal. You know, the government and the medical profession keeps two sets of books. See, they say if you don't have diabetes, a normal A1C is 4 to 5 and keep it below 6. But if you have diabetes, they say normal is 6, and which they can almost never reach. They try to keep you below 7. Well, shouldn't normal be normal? Well, they can't reach that. So when I take a diabetic who's got a 10 or 11 or even a 7 and get them down to 5 with just chromium in the right form and right amount, technically they don't have diabetes anymore except, whoops, wait a minute, it's incurable. So they can't claim a cure for it because there is no cure, even though their numbers are now at the normal level for normal people.
But that's the official story, they say, right?
Yes.
Now, but what about our Hispanic brethren, our Spanish-speaking cousins right out there? According to this article from Fox News, they're SOL because they don't understand what you're saying. Language may impact diabetes care for Latinos with limited English. How many ways can you say chromium?
the Spanish word for chromium is chromium.
There you go. Now they understand. We got it. So, you know, the point is it doesn't matter what language you speak. Chromium is pretty much universal. You go to the periodic table of elements. You see the CR, I believe. And then where you go? Of course, not hexavalent chromium. We're not talking Aaron Brockovich style, but a whole food form of this form of the mineral, which is inclusive of this so-called GTF, glucose tolerance factor group of molecules, right? Which is majority chromium. Has anybody ever picked the whole thing apart to know exactly what it is? It's kind of in food. It's the magic stuff that happens from creation.
All the king's horses and all the king's men have never been able to take apart the GTF molecule, let alone put it back together again. So you can only get it from food. And I'm actually thankful they can't, because if they could, they'd concoct something and call it that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Robert, though, I don't know if you've been up to date. It's gotten so bad that they can't figure it out after more than 50, almost 60 years now. They're actually seriously discussing, and it's being put forth, that GTF doesn't exist.
Really?
Yeah, since they haven't been able to figure it out in almost 60 years, they're saying, well, we don't really think there is such a thing as that.
Yeah.
Just because it was identified, the molecule.
Yeah.
But since they haven't been able to tear it apart, they're now saying, well, we think we were wrong and there really is no such thing.
Right, so then they go into the realm of insulin resistance, right? And, of course, if you're Spanish and you don't know what that means, it doesn't matter because they'll put you on metformin or who knows what other drug anyway, no matter if you speak English or Spanish, and it's still not the right thing to do, ultimately. We understand blood sugar regulation could save your life if you don't know what you're doing with a drug, but the reality is we want to reverse it altogether.
Well, the reality is that the English is wrong, so it's not a matter of Spanish having difficulty. Insulin resistance, insulin is not fighting against insulin sensitivity. It's not sitting in a corner crying and weeping. They're made-up terms for gross chromium deficiency. Insulin and chromium are cofactors. All that medicine addresses is the insulin fraction, and it becomes less and less effective as chromium is not addressed and as the deficiency becomes deeper. So rather than saying, oh, that's a gross chromium deficiency, they come up with terms like insulin resistance. Because the insulin's not working right. Well, it can't without the cofactor.
Yes, and you've written so extensively and so beautifully and simply for people to understand, and we talk about it you know, in your little booklet. Also, we were able to add the information in Unlock the Power to Heal, thanks to you, about that, the concept of the dock worker, unloading, offloading into the cells, bringing it back out of the cells. It's so simple, a third grader could get it. Why can't these people with high-level degrees get it, too?
And thank you for putting it in your book and reaching even more people with this truth.
Well, we're here for healing, and you're here for healing tonight. So Chris Barr is with us. Questions of the day next.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite.
These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
That's one of my favorite bumpers, you know that. Super Don, that was a Super Don request years ago. Get some Kansas at the bottom of the hour. We used to have that as an every half hour. So I can't do enough Kansas. I like Kansas. You love Kansas too, Angie?
Yep.
Yeah. Chris, Kansas fan?
Yep.
They're pretty amazing.
It's on my DVR right now to watch when I get home.
Oh, yeah. Which one?
It's a documentary on Kansas.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's awesome. I want them to go further, but then when it started getting into the breakup mode, they didn't want to go there. So it was all of the early stuff when they were collaborating geniuses and how they put their music together. Anyway, having a great time here, as you can tell, on the Robert Scott Bell Show with my good friend Christopher Barr. He's not a doc, nutritional historian. And we're talking not only diabetes, which we just covered, but we're going to get Angie to your story in a little while. For those of you who know and have heard about something called fibromyalgia,
It's painful, right? And there's a lot of things behind it. And I talk about it too, but you have a personal story that you're going to reveal tonight, if you don't mind. I'm going to have you reveal in a little bit.
Thank you.
Can you handle that? Okay, good. I'm looking forward to that. So we got that going on. Now, as far as, we're going to go into the question of the day in just a moment. But Chris, this whole idea, for some that's new to hear that insulin resistance is made up simply because they have no earthly idea what's really going on in the interrelationship between the transport of sugar via insulin that carries it, and then it's not magically offloaded by nothing, right? It's like, unless there's something there to help at that point, but since they can't, they have no drug to do what chromium does. And the vast majority of supplements of chromium are not efficient. They're very inefficient because they're bound forms that are not really as they appear in the natural world as food. The entire scientific community is pretty much missed out on it, even though you use science as your alibi as to how you discovered this years ago.
Yeah, I discovered it by way of the National Institutes of Health in 1959. Dr. Klaus Schwartz and his assistant, Dr. Walter Mertz. Dr. Klaus Schwartz established the essentiality of more nutrients than any man who ever lived, and yet very few know his name, or chromium. Dr. Walter Mertz, they made the head of human nutrition research at the U.S. Department of Agriculture. So these are heavy, heavy, heavyweights, and yet the chromium work that they discovered almost 60 years ago remains virtually unknown. Sadly, not just in medicine, but even in nutrition, because it has to be part of their frustration was that when they discovered it was essential, all the forms of supplementation available didn't work. And it actually led to pioneering work in whole food chromium, because they discovered if it isn't in a food form, the body virtually doesn't accept it at all.
Mm-hmm.
And even the nutrition industry doesn't pay attention, virtually doesn't know that. And that's what I've relied upon since the 1970s to see on almost a routine basis what others call miracles. And it's just science.
Right, right. And, you know, when we first met, of course, I was working with folks with hypoglycemia, diabetes, with homeopathy and diet, of course, and understood basic concepts. But until we met, I didn't get the depth of this chromium understanding. And it was funny because I have a background also before I was doing this intensely. I also did some video and film production. And I got to do a video production of a nutritional company. This was in the 1990s, right, sometime back then. And they were touting the benefits of chromium picolinate. They were like, oh, the greatest thing ever. I'm like, I never heard of this, chromium picolinate. Okay, I'm hearing these doctors talk about it. And then we connected. You said, you know what? This is not very smart because you're taking picolinic acid, which is, as I describe it, as cellular poop. It's like a waste product of cellular metabolism, and binding a chromium molecule somehow to it. And the inefficiency of it is extraordinary. Plus, you're getting a waste product that is not supposed to be then reabsorbed and utilized. It's supposed to be moved on out. But come to find out, the United States government held patent on this form of chromium. And suddenly when that patent went, it's like, okay, everybody can talk about this. But it didn't really work, or it worked very, very fractionally.
When it worked for the wrong reason, and that's still the case today. There was a tidal wave of information that came out as my work was starting to blossom more than 35 years ago. And because of chromium picolinate had the U.S. government in deep pockets behind it to promote it, even though not only did it not work very well at all, and when it worked for the wrong reasons, it actually causes DNA damage at the cellular level, which was revealed in 2000 at the University in Alabama, a professor there. And that really made him mad because, don't say it's bad because we're making a lot of money off of this. But he said the same things. He actually documented the DNA damage in kidneys and in other cells from chromium picolinate that you don't have with chromium from food.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's why we go back. Food is medicine. It's an old, old saying, but it's just as true today as when it was first said. How many, I don't know, is it 1,000 years ago, 2,000? How long ago was this said? Food is medicine.
Hippocrates more than 2,000 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. We're just now catching up, I guess. All right. Well, let's go to you, our loyal, lovable, humble, maybe, listeners out there with great questions and comments. And this is the Super Don theme song for Questions of the Day.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Da-da.
So you feel like you're on a 1970s game show, right? Here we go. Question of the day. This one's coming from Steve A.G. Steve Ag again. He says, hello again, RSB and Super D. Since you didn't have any of my questions in queue, he kind of gave us some hell because we took a long time to answer one of his questions. And good-natured, you know, good guy. So he's like, nothing's in queue. You've answered my questions. I thought I might throw another one your way. I've been reading a lot about healing the gut of candida, and there seems to be many opinions on the specific diet one should eat. No doubt about GMOs or processed garbage, but there are differences in the clean foods one should eat to heal the gut. Specifically, Steve says, one says to cut out all the fruit, even the alkalizing ones like lemon, where another says eliminate the citrus and other high sugar fruits with the rest in moderation. Most say no dairy, then others say raw, or at least not ultra-pasteurized. The one that really throws me is the no fermented foods. Another hit or miss depending on who you read. I understand the avoidance of the sugars, but I'd also question leaving out the probiotics from things like kombucha or sauerkraut. My concern is maintaining a well-balanced nutritional profile. So you hear all the confusion out there. It's not new to you or me, but, you know, people call and comment and question probably when they go see you, but I'm so confused. What do I do?
Well, one of the biggest problems is, again, that lack of knowledge about chromium. You know, candida feeds off of sugar, off of free state sugar. Why is it in a free state, not absorbed and feeding the candida? Because your body can't utilize it in the absence of chromium, which the whole food chromium also plays a role in the immune system, in boosting the immune system, which fights candida. And then where there's chromium deficiency, there's always selenium deficiency. Nothing boosts the immune system more or better than selenium. So while everyone's chasing after fermented foods or not fermented foods and which probiotics to use and what foods to eat and not to eat, and so concerned about sugar, the biggest concern they could have where sugar is concerned is getting the whole food chromium into the body so your body is utilizing the sugar for your needs, mm-hmm. rendering it less or totally unavailable for the candida, which will then starve out because it doesn't have that free sugar because the chromium that's supposed to be there is now there.
Now, I've used this same perspective in terms of cancer cells that are considered to be obligate glucose metabolizers, right? They grab the sugar fast. And if you don't have the chromium, you're going to feed them, right? They're going to get it. And so the same reason why we talk about selenium and chromium, and we'll get to silica a little later, we'll talk about that, but it plays a role here. And some have said cancer is a fungus. Have you heard people say that, right? May or may not be accurate, but I get
it's not accurate.
Yeah, but I get
entirely
right. But you get why they say it, because they're seeing a symptom manifest, and it relates to something about what you've just said about the feeding of these fungal species, right? Without the chromium. So, Steve, I hope that's helpful. He says, is it better to simply rely on a probiotic supplement and eliminate all foods that feed the candida? Well, I think you heard, yeah. I mean, obviously, refined carbs out. You don't want that. But with what Chris said, Steve, the GTF chromium, 100 micrograms three times a day, four in extreme cases, right, that you're really in rough shape, then go up to four. And then, of course, the whole foods, right, the, you know, the low glycemic index, if you can, of course, with when you're on whole foods, it's not really going to impact in the same way that when you're on refined foods, of course. So, and then he mentions in combination with the silver aloe protocol. Because, you know, what we do with silver and aloe is just beautiful and brilliant in its simplicity, and it's kind of a symphony of things. You've got this beautiful botanical that God created, aloe, helping to carry the silver, which is a normal constituent of the mammalian diet, just in a pure form here in a safe low concentration, into the gut where there is, of course, overgrowth. But for me, it's not as much about killing the candida as it is about normalizing the cellular integrity, the lining of the gut itself that has become so inflamed due to a lot of reasons, particularly vaccines, antibiotics, but we can go into additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, GMOs, plastifiers, heavy metals. Yeah, we go on, and you see we got a mess. It's a wonder that we're all alive. It's a testament to the majesty of creation that we can withstand so much. But we're not optimal. We're surviving. We're thriving, right? No, we're not thriving. We're surviving, merely surviving. That's adaptation. And so this whole idea of healing the gut with this way, but also moving to the whole food nutrients, that's the changing of the, I don't say the guard, but it really is. It's the difference maker. We're no longer chasing things.
And the selenium also added in there. Mm-hmm. That whereas silver both kills and also stimulates healing, The selenium stimulates the immune system to do its own killing. So it's a great hand-in-hand or partnership with selenium and the sovereign silver working together.
Yeah, and in the case selenium becomes even more important, if that could be said, is that in the most stubborn cases of candida, that they do all of this and they still say, well, I still have some candida, I always come back to mercury. You'll see that mercury is that underlying threat and real threat that's manifesting. And I find that candida tends to engulf the mercury molecules. And it's a protective mechanism. It's an adaptation for protecting you. And so it's not like candida is evil. Why did God create candida, right? It's all there for a reason. So if you increase your selenium, that will facilitate the excretion of heavy metals like mercury.
Because selenium is the Almighty's adaptation for our body to deal with mercury. Mm-hmm. It's the natural means by which we're supposed to deal with mercury, and it's not in the diet. It's removed from the foods, and people don't have it.
Yeah. So this is what happens. Two-thirds of the first hour of the show, you've learned more than most doctors learn in medical school. Thanks to Christopher Barr being with us. He's not a doc. He's better. Nutritional historian. Great friend. They have an online, on Facebook, a group, a nutritional discussion group. I can tell you about that, or Angie can let you know about that if you want to participate. But you have to be invited in or asked to be in. If you want this kind of discussion happening in the social media sphere. All right, we've got another story of outrage. Sending your kids to school, public school, you don't know what they're going to do. But you'll never believe what they did to this kid after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. We got Nada Doc with us, Chris Barr, and Angie. His wife's going to be chiming in next hour, especially those of you who have suffered or know somebody suffering with fibromyalgia. You're going to want to hear her story. And there's beauty in simplicity. And it's not that complicated. It sometimes, or a lot of the time, it's overcomplicated, the things that we can do to reverse something like fibromyalgia. So we'll talk about that. And of course, it includes a lot of the whole food nutrients we're talking about already this hour with Chris. But we'll get there. Let's see. What else we got to talk about? Ooh, are you still sending your kids to government indoctrination centers, a.k.a. public schools, right? We've questioned that here for a long time, and I recognize for most it's an economic imperative, because over the course of the 20th century, and thanks to the Federal Reserve and a lot of the government interventions and growth of government, they've squeezed out the ability of one person to work, like dad and mom, to be at home, raise the kids and school, right? Or even have a community schoolhouse and such. And because that happened, certain people lobbied to have presence in the school books, right? How that goes? And they start altering what they teach the kids. And, you know, there's a connection. It's like the hip bone connected to the what bone, right? There's a connection in all of these things, just as the Flexner Report of 1910 led to Obamacare of 2010. It's not a random act. These are things that they want to keep you disconnected from so that you'll think, oh, it just kind of happened, or it's always been this way. As long as you're disconnected from that history, that's why Chris is doing such great work, because he's a nutritional historian, connecting those dots so they're not lost. But if you're sending your kids to school, be careful of the things that they ask you to sign, please. Right? There's a Maryland woman who's outraged. She's a mom of a third grader, and she sends her kid to school. You know, they sign permission slips for things all the time. And apparently this one was a permission slip for her son to get a routine dental cleaning at school. I didn't know they do that at school, but apparently it was more than a routine dental cleaning, because her third grader came home missing two teeth on one side and one on the bottom. Three teeth were pulled. Or was that aggressive cleaning? I don't know. Super Don, can you see, because I still haven't figured out why they pulled these teeth. If you're cleaning somebody's teeth, I mean, how do they even know? Let's say there's a disastrous cavity that's so bad that they have to pull it. I mean, are they given x-rays right there in the school, too?
No. You know, the thing is, I bounced around here from one source to another, and it didn't have an explanation as to why the teeth were pulled. Just that the kid was going to school, was supposed to get this routine thing going on, just a, you know, cleaning, if anything else. And for some reason, whoever was doing it felt compelled to pull three of his teeth.
I don't even know.
Had his appendix removed, too.
Yeah, what else did they pull? His gallbladder, right? Yeah, he's three. You need, third grader. Yeah, pull it out before it gives him problems later in life. Wow. The only thing good I could say about the story is that they didn't put mercury amalgams in. They pulled three teeth out. That's a consolation prize, I guess. We didn't add mercury. Quit complaining, Robert.
Yes.
Yes, exactly. Because you know that these free dental clinics, the dental clinics run by health departments in local counties, municipalities, they say, no, we have to use mercury because, it's too expensive to do anything else. What's the expense of devastating mercury toxicity in a patient that is made sick for life? Of course, profit for who? The pharmaceutical industrial complex and the doctors with medical degrees and licenses by the medical police state. Poor people do not need more drugs. They need real food.
Yes.
Yeah. And we've got a story later on that talks about what, if we're going to do school right, what we should be teaching our kids. We'll get to a little later. So, but dentists are, they are all often the deliverers of really bad karmic debts, you know? It's like, how do you explain the amount of pain and suffering that happens through dentistry? And I'm not saying every dentist is evil and they mean to do it. Because I had, when I had my mercury removed, my amalgams removed and replaced with safer materials, it was a great experience. I went to somebody really good, and yet somebody else would go to that person and say, oh, it's the worst thing ever. And so that's what led me to believe there's something beyond just the normal interaction with certain, like, dentists. Dentists can deliver, whether they intend to or not, some bad stuff.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
It's more of an art than a science anyway, and they'd have you believe it's all science.
You're right. And where has medicine gone wrong? And that's true of allopathic dentistry. The divorce from spirit. That's it. Right there, when they've disconnected from the source of all sources. The drugs aren't bad in and of themselves. It's when you've got people that are so disconnected from spirit using them improperly as opposed to once and done and get them gone. All right, folks, we've got a whole other hour of broadcast healing here. Chris Barr is going to stick around. We're going to hear from Angie, fibromyalgia next as well. Why, oh, why, oh, why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.